Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease." The doctors of the future are here. Welcome to Phase 3 Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Can everyone hear me okay? I'm having a bit of problem here on my side with audio, but I'd like to welcome you to Phase 3 Wellness this afternoon. If my listeners can hear me, can someone give me a call? Because I'm not hearing, I don't have any audio for some reason here today. Okay, you can hear me? Okay. Give me just a second here. Anyway, while I'm trying to get things going on here, I'd like to welcome you to Phase 3 Wellness. Of course, we have a interesting show for you today. We, those of you who can see, we are going to be talking about natural skin care. We're going to talk briefly also about a particular article that came out this week. Again, I'd like to remind you, I'd like to welcome you wherever you may be listening from around the world. Special welcome to my friends over in Costa Rica, as I always give you guys a special welcome. And just like to remind you that typically we're here from 4 to 5 every Sunday afternoon, but we have, because we have a special guest today, we moved the show back just a little bit. But I'm still having problems hearing on my end. So, again, I'd like to remind you, if you want to call in with a question or a comment, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. Let me see if I can get the chat room up here, just in case you want to go to blogtalkradio.com/phase3wellness. Some people don't like to necessarily call in, but they like to text, or rather type something into the chat room. So let me get that open up here as well. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/phase3wellness. Again, I am your host, Dr. Henry. I'd like to thank you for joining me. What I'm going to do here is I am going to take a quick break while I try and figure out why I don't have any audio. and I'll be back in just a moment so we can get started. We have, and I'll go into more about what we're going to be talking about on our show today. I think I see the problem with the audio now, but we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Phase 3 Wellness.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
You're listening to Phase 3 Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry. Be sure to listen right here every week at the same time. You can also visit Dr. Henry on Facebook at facebook.com/naturedoc. Thanks for listening, and here's to your health.
Hi, and welcome back to Phase 3 Wellness. Thank you for listening. I am your host, Dr. Keith Henry. As I said earlier, we have a very fascinating show for you today. We also have a special guest who's going to be talking to us about natural skin care. We're going to be hearing more about that here shortly. And normally we normally follow an outline, but we're going to depart from a little bit today. We normally follow in our first segment, we normally follow the Week in Natural News Review. And then following that, we normally talk about a healing food or healing herb. And then we talk about a healing food. And in the last segment, we normally talk about a healing herb or a healing supplement. Now, today we're going to stick with the regular outline just right now for one article, which is the Week in Natural News Review. And that's typically where I take one article and we talk about, we discuss and analyze that article. And then we're going to jump right into going more into the details after this one article into our special guests here today. Now, with this article here, it was found at naturalnews.com, and it was published on the 17th of December, which was Tuesday. And I read this. I read actually in the news this week. I noticed that a study had come out, and in the study they mentioned that basically all multivitamins basically are useless. And immediately I knew that this had to be something that was associated or connected with something dealing with the pharmaceutical companies. And this particular article at naturalnews.com, this article was written by Mike Adams, who called the Health Ranger. He's actually the owner of the website. Anyway, he points out on his site how, and I'm going to start off by quoting from him. He says, "Today the mainstream media is gleefully reporting findings they mistakenly believe show all multivitamins to be worthless at preventing disease." And then he quotes from Forbes. Now, I think this is the article that I actually saw this week, and it was entitled, "Case Closed, Multivitamins Should Not Be Used." And then he quotes the headline also from NBC News where it says, "New studies dispel multivitamin myths." And then he quotes another one from CBS News, and it shouts, "Case is closed after studies find no health benefits." Then he points out in this particular article how the problem with all these headlines is they're based on an editorial published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, which is a pro-pharma or big pharmaceutical company publication. He said it's almost entirely funded by pharmaceuticals, which compete with multivitamins. And he goes on to point out how when he visited the study publication page on annals.org, he was immediately greeted with a pop-up advertisement trying to hawk a pharmaceutical drug. So the first problem with this is that, of course, if I have billions and billions of dollars as a pharmaceutical company and I'm competing against vitamin and herbs and natural medicine, and of course I'm going to declare that multivitamins should not be used. Now, we're going to talk more a little bit more about vitamins and everything, but the point I'm trying to make here is that time and time again, the pharmaceutical companies have been caught in deception. They've been caught in many, many different scandals, if you will, and they've had to pay out billions and billions of dollars. And so anything that they come out with, if anything especially that attacks their competition, has to be suspect. Mike Adams goes on to point out in this particular article, he said it's almost as if the pharma-funded publication is saying, here, while we trash the reputation of vitamins, why don't you buy some drugs from our sponsors? And he goes on to point out how pharmaceutical companies are never subjected to the same scrutiny as multivitamins. And he goes on to say that what the media doesn't report, of course, is that the pharmaceuticals were subjected to the same basic questions covered in this study, this particular study. Do vitamins enhance cognitive function? Do they prevent heart disease? He goes on to say how pharmaceuticals would prove to be disastrous. He says they not only don't work, but they also might kill you in the process of not working, end quote. That's Mike Adams. He goes on to point out how, so why isn't the media reporting that the case is closed on how drugs and medications fail to prevent chronic degenerative disease? And he says the answer is because this scrutiny is solely for nutritional supplements. He says in today's distorted system of quack medicine, junk science, and pro-pharma propaganda, medications, and I'm quoting him, never have to be proven effective to be promoted and hyped. There is no scientific evidence whatsoever, for example, that chemotherapy prevents the progression of cancer. Chemo actually causes more cancer. Or that statin drugs enhance lifespan. By the way, a statin drug is basically drugs typically used for cholesterol. They're used for other things. Now, as I talked on the show a couple of weeks about how they changed the guidelines, which will ultimately end up in more and more people taking statin drugs. He goes on to point out how the statin drugs do not enhance lifestyle, and then he goes, oh, there's no evidence that they do, and then he says there's no evidence whatsoever that ADHD drugs create healthy children or that antidepressants cure depression. Yet all these drugs are heavily hyped by medical journals, drug journals, he says, and the mainstream media without regard for the disastrous lack of efficiency and safety basically promotes it. And then he asks the question, so why is there a dangerous double standard in all of this? He says nobody asks whether drugs actually create health, but multivitamins are routinely subject to intense scrutiny on this very question. Then he goes on to point out further that to make these multivitamin studies fail to produce positive results, these studies are universally structured so that they are based on cheap, low-grade synthetic vitamins and inorganic minerals. And this is what my listeners to understand is that not all vitamins are created equal. You have some people who get into the natural health side of things, and especially many of the big companies, and they get in it not because they're sincerely concerned with people's health, but they see an opportunity to make money. And so it's like in everything else, if you can cut back on your costs and still keep your prices high, then you can make more money. And so, but if you have a company that does this that doesn't have any morals, then as the pharmaceutical companies have shown themselves to be in general, that's not to say that everybody that works for the pharmaceutical companies is necessarily bad people, but you have people in positions making decisions that are clearly not in our best benefit. And so he goes on to point out, which is true, how many times these companies get in and say, you know what, we can make cheap, low-grade synthetic vitamins and inorganic minerals, and of course you're going to have problems when you test these, because they're not operating on the same level of efficiency as non-synthetic vitamins or high-grade food-based vitamins, et cetera. He goes on to point out that these brands of low-grade multivitamins are actually manufactured by companies that are owned by pharmaceutical interests. So here you have another problem here. He says further, they really do have a financial incentive to make multivitamins look bad, and so their multivitamin formulations are intentionally designed to fail. And he goes on to point out, in connection with this study, he says the vitamin E study in this science review, for example, was synthetic isolated vitamin E, which already has a long history of being toxic for human consumption. He says further, note carefully that these researchers never looked at full-spectrum vitamin E, including the tocopherols, nor did they bother to study a food concentrate form of vitamin E because it would have been amazingly beneficial to heart health. Now, you've heard me on here also talk about vitamin E. Vitamin E is one of the most potent antioxidants you can take. It's very beneficial for your arteries, especially for your heart as well. It's also very, very beneficial over the long term to help prevent and reverse blood clot issues. And so, I mean, think about it. If vitamin E is really as efficient as we know it to be in the natural health field, and it's going to undermine statins and undermine drug medication for high blood pressure or hypertension, which are cash cows for some of these pharmaceutical companies, of course they're going to undermine these studies or undermine the efficiency of these drugs, rather. Adams goes on to say further in this particular article, he says, if I wanted to make all cars look dangerous, I could buy a dozen old Ford Pinto cars, line them up bumper to bumper, fill them with gasoline, and ram them together in a mock road accident that caused them all to explode. He says, from that I could declare all cars are unsafe, even though I only tested the Pinto. He says, that's the same as what's happening with these multivitamin studies. They intentionally choose the most toxic forms of synthetic nutrients. Then they use the negative results to declare that all multivitamins are dangerous. He goes on to say beta-carotene, too, was studied as a synthetic chemical in isolation, not as a food source nutrient like you might find in carrots or squash. So what these studies really prove is only that synthetic chemical vitamins are toxic to human health. And that's another good point that he makes in this article, is that we know that beta-carotene is, again, another very, very potent antioxidant, especially for people who have cancer and eye issues, who have problems seeing with their eyes. And so if you are say you're eating carrots, you're drinking carrot juice, and the clear benefits now are minimized when you read this article and say, oh, beta-carotene, it really doesn't help. And look who's printing it. The doctors or the pharmaceutical companies, they're saying it really doesn't help. And then you go out and you minimize your intake of beta-carotene, be it in carrot juice or some other food or even in a food-based supplement, and then you take the drug or the synthetic drug in place of the natural form, and when the disease sets in, you're wondering how did you end up with the disease, and the way you ended up with it was because you believe information without really understanding the ideas and the motivation behind some of these companies and even behind some of the doctors and investors that are involved in this. In this particular article, Mike Adams also goes on to point out further that you won't find these scientists testing high-quality supplements from, like, Life Extension, he says, for example. He says those particular supplements will produce positive results. And that's not what the pro pharma scientists running these contrived studies want to show. He says you also won't find them studying superfood powders, whole food concentrates, or food-based supplements like the ones produced by Megafood. Those supplements contain food-based nutrients and organic minerals, the kind of nutrients that the human body expects to see in food intake. He says these supplements produce phenomenal results for enhanced human health. And he goes on to say that researchers who publish in pharma-funded science journals will never study high-end multivitamins and nutritional supplements for the simple reason that the results would be too positive. And he goes on to point out how the bigger question in all this is just how harmful synthetic drugs are to human health. And this is the thing. In herbal medicine, to my knowledge, only two people, at least in the United States, that documented cases have died from herbal medicine. One person died because the person given the treatment told the young person or told the mother of the young person to stop giving the child who was a diabetic or insulin, which he should not have ever done under any circumstances. And the child ended up dying. And there was one other case, I don't remember the particulars of it now. To my knowledge, those are the only two documented cases. And the one that I just mentioned with respect to the diabetes was really not the herb that he was given. It was his bad advice. But those are two cases that I know of to be documented in the United States in the past or ever that I've known with respect to herbs. Now, we know, I talked about on the show last week, a couple of weeks ago, that in this country, hundreds of thousands of people die every year from drug medication. That's not to say that there's never a time that drugs cannot be helpful, and I've said it on the show before. if you're in a car accident or you need surgery, there are cases, there are times where drug help may, for a short, brief amount of time, may be necessary. But as I've said on here before, for chronic diseases, for illnesses, we shouldn't be giving the amount of drug that we're giving. Our primary medicine should be what we call alternative medicine, and drug medication should be the exception. It should be the exception in cases of surgery, and maybe in cases also of other incidences that can't be dealt with appropriately. And also, I guess you could say the drugs could be necessary for those people who choose not to eat healthy. You've heard me talk on here before about a necessity of following what I call the laws of health that the Creator has given us, and they can't be improved upon. And again, they are trust in the Creator, sunshine, exercise, water, air, rest, diet, and self-control or temperance. And a scientific application of these laws or principles, with the exception of the trust in the Creator, which is not a scientific law, it's more so of a spiritual law. And as I've said on here before as well, all quote alternative medicine modalities will have a spiritual component, no matter what you look into in terms of natural alternative medicine. As I said on here last week, most people don't realize when they say, "Oh, you know, I'm not interested in, I don't want a Christian, I just want the medicine, natural medicine. I'm not interested in it from a Christian angle." What you may not understand is that many of the concepts and other modes of natural medicine, they will have a religious element. It just may be cloaked. For instance, you get into things like acupressure and acupuncture. The philosophies behind these things are based on Eastern religions. And as I've mentioned before, I had to take all of those things in school, and I had to understand the philosophies behind them, iridology, acupressure, and some of these other modalities. They all have a spiritual basis to them. And just because you may not understand it and you may accept the principles, you may not realize that they actually do. Now let's get back here to deal and to finish up this article before we move on to our special guest. Mike Adams goes on to point out in this article further that with respect to synthetic drugs, he says that, quote, synthetic drugs, including PPIs, blood pressure medications, diabetes drugs, statin drugs, Alzheimer's drugs, osteoporosis drugs, and so on, are specifically designed to interfere with human physiology. Their entire intent is to block some chemical process in the body and thereby attempt to control symptoms of disease without actually addressing the root cause of disease. This is true. He goes on to say, further, high-quality supplements and superfoods, on the other hand, are designed to prevent the causes of disease before they ever become symptomatic. They treat the root causes, in other words, rather than the mere symptoms. Again, that is the very crux of what all healing should be. It's not so much to treat disease. It's far better to prevent disease or know how to prevent disease than to treat it. But yet it's necessary to know how to treat it in the event a person does get sick. So, but ideally, it's far better to stay healthy and to know how to prevent disease, to concentrate on wellness, as opposed to practicing or concentrating, rather, on sickness, which is essentially what drug medication and the general idea of treatment today is in most situations, in what we call not alternative medicine, but traditional medicine, what has become known as traditional medicine or allopathic medicine. He goes on to point out further in this particular article. He says, this is why high-end food-based supplements, superfoods, medicinal herbs, and other food concentrates are so effective at preventing disease. He says, conversely, this is also why isolated chemical drugs are so terrible at the same thing. No drug actually reverses any disease. And this is something that the listeners, it's very important that you understand it. Drugs do not cure disease. Drugs do not reverse disease. They simply help you deal with the symptoms of the disease. And we have to understand that. Once we get that in our heads and understand that, because you may have had a headache and you took a Tylenol or you took an aspirin and the headache subsided or the pain was reduced significantly, there was not a magic wand wave to make through the drug. You did not have an aspirin deficiency or Tylenol deficiency. It didn't work that way. It's almost like you may have heard this before, your engine light coming on in your car, and instead of taking your car to a mechanic and finding out what the reason is, you simply cut the wire that caused the engine light to come on. Now the engine light is not on, and you continue to drive as if nothing was really wrong. And that's essentially what happens when you deal with the symptoms as opposed to dealing with the underlying cause. And as Mike Adams points out in this particular article, he says this is easily demonstrated if a person taking blood pressure medication stops taking those medications. Their blood pressure suddenly rises. The medication never addressed the cause of high blood pressure. It merely artificially interfered with physiology in a way that created a contrived, temporary lowering of measurable blood pressure. And then finally, the last part of this particular article that we're discussing, and again, if you want to read this article yourself, it is at naturalnews.com, and it is entitled Mainstream Media Attacks Multivitamins and Yet Another Example of Quack Science Capitulated into the News by Farmer Interest. And again, it was published on December 17th. Now, the last part of this article that we'll look at is a section where he points out how the science journals to take pharmaceuticals, not nutrition. And again, many times when these new studies come out that we hear about on the news or whatnot, that this drug is doing this and that drug is doing the other and this new drug has come out and it does this, you have to remember that many of the media outlets they have these pharmaceutical companies as sponsors. Now, there's nothing wrong with taking sponsors. The problem becomes when you are influenced by the money of the sponsor to slant your story or to not present whatever it is you're presenting in a truthful fashion or leaving certain facts out that if these facts were given would give a different impression than what is being given. And so in this last part of the article, he points out, Mike Adams says, and I'm quoting him now, he says, let's get down to the real motivation in all this. The annals of internal medicine, and the scientists behind this extremely deceptive junk science all share the same intention. They want you to trust in drugs, not multivitamins. Their job is to discredit multivitamins while simultaneously brainwashing consumers into believing that drugs are somehow vital nutrients that they need to survive. He says that's the foundation of modern medicine, after all. He says you are an incomplete human being unless and until you undergo medical intervention with a vaccine, a psychiatric drug, a cancer treatment, or some other chemical that thereby makes you whole. He goes on to say further, modern reductionist medical science wants to push drugs as the new multivitamins, but to do that, they first have to discredit multivitamins. Once multivitamins have been destroyed, they can convince the public with yet more quack science that everybody needs a statin pill every day. Everyone needs to drink toxic fluoride to have healthy teeth. Everyone needs to be injected with mercury, aluminum, and MSG in order to be immune to the flu. He says that's the real con in all this. The attack on multivitamins sets the stage for the unveiling of a new wave of daily drug vitamins. The industry will push on everyone, adults, children, senior citizens, and even unborn babies. He goes on to say the population, you see, is never sufficiently medicated from the point of the big drug companies. So they must find new ways to convince people they need more drugs even when they aren't sick. The way to accomplish this is to position medications as essential nutrients. That's what you are seeing unfold right now, he says. Finally, in the last part, he says, remember, too, that these scientists also insist that food can't prevent disease. All food is worthless for medical purposes, they insist. Only patented pharmaceuticals can treat, cure, or prevent any disease. They ridiculously claim that's their worldview. Nutrition is bad, organic food is bad, and herbs are bad. What's good? Vaccines, GMOs, medications, and chemotherapy. To these science quacks, everyone in America should stop consuming good nutrition and start popping more medications and lining up for vaccine injections. That's the pathway to good health, according to them. Now, this is as straightforward as Adams' writing is in this particular article. It's true. If you just follow the different news articles or websites that track these things, you will find that the different recommendations that are coming out from respectable health science and respectable health journals, they they systematically reduce, or they systematically reduce credibility of vitamins, of herbs, of all any type of thing that is advantageous from a natural health point. Now, again, but the problem they're having is that a lot of people are not buying it. And the reason they're not buying it is that they've already tried drugs and they realize, okay, I'm taking this medication and I'm having other side effects, and so I have to take another medication. I'm still not feeling that great. So, you know, people begin to look for alternatives. So so-called alternative medicine is having to exist or is existing on its merits as opposed to existing on propaganda or advertising, false advertising, because people have tried it. They've tried it from different people, from different naturopaths, homeopaths, herbalists, whatever, and many people have gotten great results. And when they've compared these results to the results that they've been getting from the drug that many of them have been on for years even, they find that the benefit is far greater and the detriment to their health is far less, if any at all. You're listening to Phase 3 Wellness. I am your host, Dr. Keith Henry. I'd like to thank you for listening to me today. Now I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we are going to be talking to a guest, and we're going to be talking about the benefits of natural skin care. You don't want to miss this. I'll be back in just a moment.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The Simple Natural Health.
You're listening to Phase 3 Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry. Be sure to listen right here every week at the same time. You can also visit Dr. Henry on Facebook at facebook.com/naturedoc. Thanks for listening, and here's to your health.
Hi, and welcome back to Phase 3 Wellness. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. And as I said earlier, we're going to have a special guest now. Sarah, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, it's good. Now, we're going to be talking here today about natural skin care.
Mm-hmm.
And it is indeed a big issue, especially for women, but not only women, but for men as well. And so before we get started here, I just want to have people know who you are and what it is you do. And would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I just want to say thank you, Dr. Henry, for having me on your show today. Well, my name is Sarah Hitlau, and I am a medical missionary. Basically, what that means is that I use conventional, sorry, not conventional, rather than using conventional medicine, I use natural medicine via herbs, fruits, nuts, grains, and seeds, as well as other simple remedies such as hydrotherapy as a tool to help others overcome certain illnesses and diseases. But ultimately, it's through the power of God. So it goes in line with the name of our small business and ministry called The Original Lifestyle, because we decided to call it The Original Lifestyle because it goes back to the original, like it says, the original lifestyle of mankind, which was given to us by the Creator in the beginning. In a nutshell, we are producers of natural skincare products. So we produce natural lip butters, natural lip balms, and other body lotions, body balms, and we also have a line of natural deodorants and other herbal topical ointments that people can use for issues such as acne, eczema, and other skin issues. Other than that, we are a non-profit organization that helps others to overcome certain issues that they may be experiencing with their health. Most of our work is done through an educational background, and we actually abide by one of the statements that you go by, Dr. Henry, which says that the doctor of the future will give no medicine but will instruct his patient in the care of the human frame and diet and in the cause of and prevention of disease. So we are very fixated on helping others ascertain the cause of their disease rather than just pretty much suppress the symptoms, which allopathic medicine naturally teaches. So that's pretty much what we are about.
All right. Thank you. Interesting. Now, as we know that the skincare product, the normal skincare industry rather, it's a probably multi-billion-dollar a year industry where you see they have the commercials and the ads dealing with olive Olay and this skin product and that skin product can you tell the listeners exactly comparing, say, any particular natural skin product, for example, what would be the benefit of, say, having a natural skin product for if I want my skin to be softer or whatever the case might be? What would be the benefit of using the natural skin product as opposed to, say, going and getting Olive Olay, for example, or one of these other popular brands?
Right. That's a great question. There are so many benefits of just going natural. First of all, you know that you're not getting all the toxins that do come with the OTC or over-the-counter products. Most of the over-the-counter products that are produced today, they are designed or manufactured in such a way. First of all, they're mass-produced, so they're made ahead of time, and they are manufactured in such a way that they have an extremely long shelf life. So they are made to last on the shelves. Something that naturally, and I'm emphasizing on naturally, anything that naturally does not deteriorate, it's because something is preserving it. And most of our over-the-counter products today are being preserved. And like I'm sure many people know, they are preserved with something called parabens. Parabens are very, very cheap artificial preservatives that are used by manufacturers all across the world, Oil of Olay, and other huge beauty lines, because it increases the shelf life of their products. And what parabens do, apart from preserving the shelf life of the product, it also increases the risk of cancer within the body, because research has shown that parabens may and are highly potentially capable of causing certain types of breast cancer. So that's one thing that we want to really look at. There are several journals out there in the medical world that show this. I personally follow one of the natural medicine journals that's made up of a team of naturopathic doctors. And recently, one of the doctors there, Marianne Marchis, she's an MD, and she wrote an article, she did research actually, showing the relationship between parabens and breast cancer. And it's amazing because she found that parabens increase the risk of breast cancer in women. Now, women are much more prevalent to this because women are very much more interested in their appearance. So we use body lotions, shampoos, conditioners, and lipsticks, and a plethora of beauty products. When you go natural, to answer the question, you know that there are no parabens in there. I know for my products, I use natural preservatives in my products. And I also encourage all my clients, I tell them, you know, our products have a shelf life of between 1 month to 2 months. And and I don't really tell them to eat it, but what I make the products with, you can't eat it. So God forbid you do ingest my products. You will right. survive.
It's interesting because when you have these natural skincare products, and one of the things that we talk about in the natural health field is that it's basically if you can't eat it, then it's best not to put it on your skin.
Yeah.
And again, when you have as we know, the skin is the largest organ of the body.
Yeah,
and actually, in natural medicine, is often referred to as the second liver. I'm sorry, the mm-hmm. second, the third kidney. I'm sorry, the third kidney.
Mm-hmm.
And because we do quite a bit of detoxification through the skin, so as you pointed yeah. out, it's very important. You know, when you consider natural skincare products or lip balms or natural hair care products, that especially when you're putting on your skin, many things have been absorbed into your skin. I can see why how it could or would increase as in terms of the studies you pointed out how it would increase breast cancer in women, for example.
Yes.
And another question is when you're making the products, what are the products in general in comparable and cost to some of these other, because you know some of these beauty products, the popular ones, they can be very expensive.
Yeah.
And so, can you let us know in terms of when you have these natural skincare products or natural hair products, etc. How does it compare in terms of expense?
It depends. It depends on companies that you are going to. We do have some natural body lines out there right now that have been around for some time and have been proven to be quite successful. So with their increase in success, so has their prices. but typically, the conventional over-the-counter beauty products, you will find that some of them are cheaper, but some of them are more expensive. So it varies. So you will find that some of your beauty products will be a lot cheaper, the more conventional ones you can find in the drugstores. But if you're going for a more high-end brand such as Clinique, or I'm not too familiar with too much of the conventional brands because I've never really used them, but I know that some of them are quite expensive as well. However, with more natural products, you will be paying the cost for the ingredients that you do use. And if it's organic, then it does, cost the producer a little bit more, so it may cost a bit more, but in comparison to the over-the-counter products, I think it's worth it because you know that this is exactly what's going on to my body, and my body's not absorbing these chemicals and these toxins.
Oh, okay. I just got a on our chat room here. Just had a question. If we take calls, and we do, if you would like to call in. If you have a question for myself or for Sarah, you can call in at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. You're listening to Phase 3 Wellness, and we're talking about natural skincare now, and Sarah is joining us. And would you give your website again and tell us what you do again, just for any listeners who might have missed it?
Most definitely. The name of our small business is called The Original Lifestyle. Our URL is www.theoriginallifestyle.com. Just a brief synopsis of what we do. We are a health and wellness consultation company and natural skin products company. And it's just our objective to help others achieve their optimal health physically, spiritually, emotionally. We like to teach. So rather than, you know, just tell somebody, you know, what you should take or take this pill or so forth, we pretty much try to teach our those that come to us how you can, you know, achieve better health using just simple natural remedies like pure water, fresh air, and other remedies that the Creator has given to us to just live a simple and pure life. Other than that, you know, we the more commercial side of our business is our natural product skin line, and our natural skin products line, and we produce a plethora of natural skin products such as body butters and body balms. They're all made from organic and natural ingredients, and it's absolutely paraben-free, chemical-free. Our products have helped different people. You know, we've had people who had very dry skin, a lot of blemishes on their skin. Even myself, you know, a post-acne person, I had a lot of acne and a lot of marks remaining on my skin. And, you know, when I was able to start making my own products, I decided that, you know what, I'm not going to use these conventional products anymore. And, you know, it worked for me, and my skin is problem-free right now.
Oh, that's good to hear. Now that's... One of the things, too, if you just joined us, we are talking about the benefits of natural skin care, and we've been asking Sarah from theoriginallifestyle.com how we've been talking about the benefits of natural skin care as opposed to pharmaceutical, or not, maybe not even pharmaceutical, but over-the-counter skin care products. And one of the things that she mentioned is that they, not only do they do that, but they do a lot of teaching. And that's one of the things about understanding overall health, physical, spiritual, emotional, mental, et cetera, is that I'm sure you, in context of teaching, you would know that many times there are other elements and combined with these natural skin products that go into overall skin and just overall health.
Yes.
Because if you think about it, as you pointed out, you have the physical, the mental, the spiritual,
mm-hmm.
emotional, and you know, you have a lot of people who, as you said before, you don't just want to tell people, oh, you know, take this, take that, and not really explain to them what it is they're taking and why they're taking it, the physiology behind it, or whatever the case might be. And there's nothing wrong with looking nice. Just as anyone said, if someone is listening, they're like, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with. In fact, we should look presentable.
Correct.
And so the there's a great benefit, you know, if you're going to be taking. If you're going to be using these products anyway, if you're going to be using skincare products from companies like Oil of Olay or some of these other companies, then it's very beneficial if you're using things that are not doing damage. Not only that, not only are they not doing damage, but they're helping the skin, or they're helping the hair, they're helping the lips or whatever it is that you're using. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in particular, or any particular reason that you decided to zero in on skincare / beauty type products, natural beauty products, as opposed to saying just herbs or what, anything? Is there any particular reason you chose that particular angle?
That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked, because everyone is concerned and very much interested in their outward appearance. It's not being vain, but everyone wants to look good. You know, let's just be candid about that. I chose to do this because it was also a personal journey for myself. I suffered with extreme acne, and also I also had urticaria, which is hives, for quite a long time as well. And I used several over-the-counter products, and none of it worked. So in my studies, I'm studying to become a naturopathic doctor. I'm a candidate at the moment. And in all of my research and so forth, I found that, you know, just following...
Meat Weasel says Santa goes too fast.
Hello?
Hello.
Meat Weasel.
We have a caller. Can you
Meat
hold
Weasel.
On for just a second?
Sure.
Caller.
Meat Weasel.
Do you have a question?
Meat Weasel.
I don't know what's going on there. But you can go ahead and continue.
Sure. Yeah, so apart from my studies in naturopathic medicine, and also my studies as a medical missionary, I was very much touched by this book called The Ministry of Healing. And in this book, a statement struck me that never left my mind. It says that, you know, disease is an effort of nature to free the system from conditions that result from a violation of the laws of health. And in the case of sickness, the root cause should be ascertained. So in our teaching aspect of our small business, we teach people how to ascertain the cause of their problems. And most of the time, skin issues, it's the last resort that the body takes to say, you know what, I am sick. So sometimes not, but sometimes it is so. And with the case of acne, it's the body, the internal environment of the body has already been somewhat sick or compromised. So we really love teaching that, you know what, it's about following the laws of health. And let me just break down what those laws of health are. I affectionately call it the world's top 8 doctors. And, you know, and I know you talk about it on your show as well, Dr. Henry, pure water, fresh air, good nutrition, temperance, and there are others. And I just really want to emphasize on one of them that truly helps, which is trust in God. Because, you know, we know that it's the creator of our bodies that can only heal our bodies as he knows how it's made up. So we really emphasize on finding out why am I having this skin issue? So we don't just tell somebody, you know, put a product on it, but let's help you cleanse the body or see what's happening within the body and which organ is being compromised so that we can get you generally back on track then. Of course, all of this is done through the power of God. But we chose this avenue, like just to answer the question, because of, you know, personal experience. And also that everybody is very concerned about that. And people are turning around. We're living in a generation right now where this society is catching on that, you know, conventional medicine is not truly 100%. You know, they don't have all the answers. However, they do have a place, a very, very important role as well. You know, not just to, you know, make it seem as though they're, you know, completely null and void. But, everybody's catching on to the natural way now and are looking for alternatives sure. to having smoother, drier skin without the toxins.
All right. Sarah, I see we have a couple of calls coming in, and I see you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the first call, and the other call I'm going to put on hold here. Give me just a second.
Sure.
Okay, hello.
Me Lethal!
Can you hear me?
Me Lethal!
I don't know what's going on with that again. We'll take the next caller. Hello.
Hello? Yeah, hello?
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 How are you doing?
Hi, am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay, I sort of have a question here. Well, I'm sort of at the age where you start getting pimples and stuff, you know, like, I don't know what to do.
You were breaking up a little bit there. You said you were at the age with pimples. Is that what you said?
Yeah, well, I'm at the age where I sort of get pimples now, you know, and, well, I got one on my face, and then, well, I ended up getting one on my cock, and I don't know what to do.
Well, we just hung that up. Listen, callers, if you call in with any type of thing like that, we're going to hang up on you immediately. That's not acceptable. And so we're going to go back to our questions. I noticed someone put also in the chat room that they pointed out, and this is the real Pegasus, they pointed out that balancing stress helps a lot as well. And you have anything to say in that regard?
Yes, I actually like that point because we were just talking about the natural laws. So one of the eight natural laws is trust in God. So we can drink as much water as we want, and you know we can eat as much good fruit and vegetables as we want to. But then who heals the mind? And as naturally as human beings, I think that we have no control over the mind to some extent. We do. Hello? But yes, can you hear me, Dr. Henry?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. To some extent, we do. We do have a control over, you know, what we think about. But say, for example, you're going through quite a rough time, or you have certain circumstances that are out of your control. This is where trust in God comes in, and it's the most important one out of all the health laws, because sometimes change does not happen overnight, and we need to know that God is in control. And there is a proverb that we affectionately every single time, and it's in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and he will direct thy path," in a nutshell. So trusting in God gives you that peace that passes all understanding, which is taken from Isaiah, the book of Isaiah in the Bible. And it's for that part of life where we have no control over and where stress comes in, we give it to God, and by faith we know that he is taking care of it, and he gives us his peace. And that truly takes care of the stress that, you know, it's worth trying. It's worth trying.
Now we have I'm going to do two things. We have some other calls here. There's also we have a message in the chat room. And before we answer that question, I want to see what these callers are saying. But the first one is, "I'm under a lot of stress. Do you think that will contribute to my bad acne?" And while you're thinking about how to answer that, because we have about 4 minutes left, let me go back and screen these calls.
Okay.
And hello? First
yes.
caller? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Are you speaking to the caller?
Hey.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I had some questions about natural skincare products.
Hello?
Me Weasel!
Are you there? Are you there? Caller?
Hello?
Uh-huh.
I have a, well, it's kind of embarrassing. You can just call me Uncle B. I've been using the restroom lately, and there's been, like, tons of blood coming out after I've gone
number you've been using, I'm sorry, you've been using what?
The restroom, you know, I've been pooping out blood, and this happened.
Will you call back in? We just lost you. Now, I have a caller on hold who it seemed to be a caller who called in earlier. I'm not going to take that call because of the comments that you referred to on the air. So, but the caller that just called in, you can call back in if you like. We're down to actually about 2 minutes. So, basically, there was a text in the or comment left in the room here, in the chat room, which says, "I'm under a lot of stress. Do you think that will contribute to my bad acne?" And can you answer that question in about 45 seconds?
Sure. Yes, stress can definitely affect acne. Most of the times when we're under stress, it's because the mind is very clouded. And to add to that, the body is also very toxic. So when the body is already toxic, the mind is very clouded, and, you know, so obviously stress is inevitable. So what I would recommend is try cleansing the body naturally, and, you know, try adapting a prayer life and also a Bible study life using the Bible. And also, you know, just, you know, use the natural health laws, which include pure water, fresh air, good nutrition. Simplify life a lot, and you will find that your stress will be greatly reduced. Like I said just before, a little while ago, a prayer life. If you are interested in finding out more about how to develop a prayer life and a Bible study life and how God can help you reduce your stress, you can either contact Dr. Henry or myself at info@theoriginallifestyle.com. But yes, acne can definitely be contributing to your stress and also the internal environment of your body, which may sometimes demand that you cleanse your body.
we are about out of time. We'd like to thank Sarah for her time today.
Thank you, Dr. Henry. It was a pleasure being here.
And we'd like to remind you to come back next week and visit us. Same time, or actually our regular time, from 4 to 5. And remember, the laws of health that we talked about, stay positive, stay focused, and when all is said and done, remember that your Creator loves you.